Let's go to Washington now and CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, from what your White House sources are telling you, was that a successful mission by the president or was it a disaster?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, people seem to be of two minds, obviously, in the country on this. But at the White House, obviously, most of the aides and advisors to the president say, look what he did. He cleared the scene. He made it peaceful last night. The church still stands. The property is not destroyed. And the streets of Washington are now a model in their minds for what officials in other cities should be doing. Yesterday, the president on a conference call with governors said, you've got to dominate the streets. And with using the federal resources at his disposal under his own command, the president has authorized the D.C. National Guard to come in, also active duty troops from other places. I think Fort Bragg, for example, sending a couple hundred troops, very reminiscent of what happened in 1968 after the riots when Lyndon Johnson dispatched 12,000 federal troops into the streets of this city. And he says that he might do the same in other cities if the local officials don't get things under control. But on the other side of that coin, you have an image of peaceful demonstrators in the streets of Washington 20 minutes before the curfew being gassed and violently taken and forced from the streets so that the president, it seems, could walk across the street for the first time in his presidency, leaving the White House on foot to pose for pictures in front of a church where the Episcopal bishop says he was not invited and did not even give them a heads up that he was coming.
So the White House accomplishment, as White House insiders see it, is to keep the peace of peaceful protesters and clear the scene when there was no harm to anyone.
That is one way of looking at it, certainly. And obviously, what the president intended to demonstrate was a sign of strength and the idea that he could accomplish what he told governors to, which is to dominate the streets.
Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Thank you, sir.